I'm thinking. Dear people of the world. I'm not just a girl. I'm a girl who likes to jump in puddles and likes flowers. Just because I'm homeless doesn't mean I don't have a life, because I do have a life.
Inocente grew up in San Diego. She loves art and she's an accomplished painter. She's also lived most of her life in the U.S. as an undocumented immigrant from Mexico. Last year, she was the subject of a film that won an Oscar. It's called simply Inocente.
When we came to the United States, I wasn't sure, I guess, what to expect. I was just brought here, not on my own terms. I was just kind of abducted and brought here by my dad. And then my mom later on came on to look for us. Of course, she wanted her kids, but domestic violence is the reason they deported him back to Mexico. And from there on, you know, we were new to the U.S. and we were living here in San Diego. And from there on, we became, you know, homeless. We didn't have a place to go. And from there, I was probably about 5, 6 years old, and we were homeless for about 9 years.
That doesn't mean you grew up sleeping on streets, though, does it?
Not necessarily. We went through just about any shelter you can think of here in San Diego. There was one shelter that would have everybody leave by 5 a.m. So everyone would be up by 4 a.m. so everyone could, you know, shower and get their stuff ready and leave by 5. And I remember from 5 to 7, we would go sleep at a park because school didn't start till later. So I think that was one of the hardest shelters we were at.
Did the fact that you and your mom and brothers were undocumented during this whole time, how did that affect things?
I didn't really know.
Yeah, when you were little, you probably didn't.
Yeah.
Probably didn't know what that was when you were little.
My mom never told us, so that was a good thing in a sense. Of course, I didn't want, on top of everything, to have another extra weight on my shoulder, thinking that I was going to be deported any second. So, you know, I'm so thankful that my mom didn't really tell us that. And that was one thing I had to worry less about.
Now, I know you and your mom love each other, and you guys have gotten to a much better place together. But those were rough years, and there had been more difficult ones earlier. There's this really heartbreaking scene in the film when your mother's telling you this story of a day when she was thinking it would be better for all of you if she just ended it for her and for you. And she tells the story of asking you to jump off a bridge with her. And I think you were just 11.
I mean,
Do you remember anything about that time?
I don't. So that's why it was even more heartbreaking for me to watch that. Because I think I have horrible memory. And sometimes it's a good thing. You know, I'm glad I don't remember any of that, because that's not something I like to have in my memories. Of course, it was really sad for me to hear. But also, just realizing that it could have happened, but it didn't. And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize. That it could have happened, and it was, we were there, but it didn't happen. And I think that's the best part, that it didn't happen and that we're still here, and that we worked through our differences and we're at a better place. Of course, it was sad, but thankfully we're fine.
Now, we're talking to you not just because of the things you've endured, but because of the ways you've survived, and in particular as an artist through making art. When did you first begin making art? Do you remember?
I remember I was 14 years old, and I was going to that school for homeless kids at the time. And one of the after-school programs they offered was art. So a nonprofit, A Reason to Survive, they're here in San Diego. They would send their vans over, which is funny. Their vans are called Van Gogh. And really clever. And their vans would pick us up and take us to their center, and we would take art classes. So I think that's the first time I actually got my hands on paint. And from there on, I just knew that's what I wanted to do. And it was only offered once a week. And I just I loved it so much that I figured out a way to get over there. And I found which bus took me there, and then I ended up being there just about every day of the week, which was funny. Now they can't get rid of me.
And of all the media, it was paint right away that just drew you?
Yeah, it just felt right. It was fun and it was really colorful, and I just really enjoyed painting. And I think one of the things that really helped was that they didn't really structure me. They knew that I liked painting and they didn't tell me, oh, you should do this or that. But if there was something I could improve on, of course, they would give me hints. But they never told me to paint a specific way, which helped me find the kind of art I wanted to do without being told. So it helped me find myself by myself, just with a little, you know, nudge on the side.
There's this great scene where you're setting up the show and it's this big empty gallery space. And then you start bringing in your paintings and they're big, some of them. I mean, you like great big canvases, and they're just these explosions of color on the wall. When people get to know you and your history, are they surprised that your palette is so vibrant, you know, full of so many brilliant colors?
I think definitely. I mean, people expect me to paint really dark things. And I think that's kind of funny. I think expectations are kind of funny sometimes. But yeah, I love painting happy things because I feel like for me, it doesn't make sense. If I paint something sad and I go look at it, it's just going to make me even sadder. And it doesn't make sense for me to torture myself. So I think it's better if I paint something happy. So if I go look at it, it'll just make me happier rather than add on to my sadness, because that just, to me, it doesn't make sense.
Most of what you have gone through, I mean, for most of your childhood, you were undocumented, though, as you say, you didn't really realize that when you were a kid. I'm curious, now that you're on the path to becoming a legal citizen, do you think you'll feel differently about yourself or about living in this country when you're a legal citizen?
I started school here when I started kindergarten here, and from there on, I went to school, and I've been here my whole life, basically. So I think I feel like even when they do give me my residency, hopefully this year, that I'll feel the same, because I feel like I'm already part of this country ever since I started here. And I've never, like, you know, gotten arrested. I've never done anything bad. So I feel like I belong here. And, you know, I love San Diego, and I don't ever want to leave.
So you've never felt like you don't belong here?
Mm-mm.
And what do you think about the way the rest of America feels? Because, you know, people like you, kids who've grown up here, have been at the center of a lot of big national debates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's really sad. I mean, I remember in high school, a few of my friends were deported, and it was really sad. And I hear stories about, you know, moms being deported and the kids being born here, so the kids are left behind, and that doesn't make sense. And aren't we all immigrants, right? So that doesn't make sense either. We're all immigrants. So does that mean we're all here illegally? I don't know.
If I ask you that, whose America is it? What do you think?
I think it's everybody's, and I think that's what makes America, America, you know, being there for each other and not judging and lending a hand. And I think that's right. That's the American dream. That's what everyone dreams of, living the American dream, being here without being judged, having our freedom, and just someone to help us and us helping others. And I think that's what America is to me.
Wow. I wish you many sunny days and a lot of beautiful art ahead of you.
Thank you.
Innocente was the subject of last year's Oscar-winning documentary short. It's called Innocente. You can see the trailer on our website at ttbook.org.